American Log Homes and Cabins is assisting a developer in liquidating several of our kits that have deposits on them for only the balance owed. Most of these will save you more than half of the original cost. An example, our Augusta model, normally $42,450, is being sold for $16,500. Our Biloxi model, normally $36,825, is being sold for $14,500. This includes delivery, excluding California, Oregon, Washington, Arizona, Idaho, Alaska, and Hawaii, but we will pay partial shipping to those states. These kits have not been manufactured, and there's no time limit on delivery. This is a log home kit that includes complete blueprints from foundation details to roof, stack sheets, and a construction manual. Any do-it-yourselfer or builder can erect the logs. Kits do not include any part of roof, windows, or doors. Please call 704-602-3035 for availability. You can also visit our website at www.AmericanLogHomesAndCabins.com.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, poor diets, inactivity and air pollution, as well as the lack of access to nature, all negatively affect people's health, Irish Doctors for the Environment has said in an open letter to all of the country's 949 councillors. Dr. Ulla Loken-Nordrum, Operations Officer at Irish Doctors for the Environment, joins us now. Ulla, just explain to us, what exactly are you calling for?
So, a few days ago, we sent a letter, as you said, to all councillors in Ireland and congratulating them. And really, we urged them to act on climate, to act on nature, and consequently act on public health, because these are the councillors that will bring us up to 2030 when we have to reach our emissions targets and we have to reach our nature restoration targets. So it really is on their shoulders to act. And we really asked them to, despite their political views and being right or left, to really act on science. And the science is telling us that we need to act on nature and we need to act on the climate if we are to, maintain our current human health.
You want councillors to improve green and blue spaces for public health. Excuse my ignorance. When you say a blue space, what do you mean?
So blue spaces is very simply kind of your... the space you go for a swim or just walking along the canal and say,
oh, nothing. I see. Like blue as in the water is blue. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It encompasses everything. Yeah. And obviously green spaces would be then your forests, your parks, your, yeah.
So you're a medical doctor. Why do blue and green spaces matter in terms of your health?
I think spending time in nature has immense health benefits, being your kind of obvious, your physical ones, you get your exercise, your physical activity. So we know there's a correlation between good access to green spaces and physical activity. So if you have a park nearby or a forest nearby, you're more likely to exercise and get more physical activity. And then you have your obvious effects being cardiovascular, so you better fitness. But then also kind of the mental health side of things. So it reduces stress, improves your mood, and just your overall cognitive function and your cognitive development in children.
So what do you want councillors to do?
So in simple terms, in the letters, we ask them to focus on improving the parks, building new parks in urban environments, and for kind of your councillors in rural councils to really, I suppose, support farmers when it comes to restoring natural habitats, restoring forest, and expanding kind of natural habitats, being your bogs, etc., and really emphasize the public health benefits of this and getting people to spend more time in nature, because we know people in Ireland aren't spending enough time in nature and aren't getting enough exercise.
Yeah, one thing I noticed, I'm curious your view on it. I sometimes think the new Irish, people who've come to this country from other countries, maybe utilise our public parks more than we do. I don't know if that's a cultural thing. Maybe
in the past we all had front and back gardens, and so we used public parks less than maybe other countries did. Is that something you've noticed?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I was in the park there on the weekend, and I think there's definitely a very multicultural group of people there. And I definitely agree with you that people from other cultures are more likely to spend time outside. But I think that's also embedded. Like, I'm Norwegian originally, and spending time in nature on the weekend was kind of what's kind of born and bred into you. And you were almost kind of supposed to do that. But it's also because the access is much better. Like, I can easily get the bus or the tram or even the metro from Oslo into the nature. That's not possible in Dublin, for instance. There's a few buses up to Dublin Mountains, but really you need a car if you want to go for a hike.
One thing I didn't ask you about before, and I should do before I let you go, air quality, that's obviously something you're keen on improving. A lot of local councillors don't want to say, for example, they don't want the banning of smokeless fuel or smoky fuel, for example. Are you pushing against a closed door here, do you think?
I hope we're not. I think if we purely look at the health side of things here, we've previously been very keen for banning of smoky fuels from IE point of view. And I do think this is something we just need to be clear that from a public health point of view, this is something we have to do. And then obviously to support people to transition away from these fuel sources. And we really need to act on clean air in Ireland, because I think like the estimate would be that almost 2,000 people die prematurely in Ireland each year because of poor air quality. That is an unacceptable number. So we really urge the councillors to maybe do something unpopular today, but their legacy will be one of health, one of nature, and one of acting on climate change.
Okay, we will leave it there. Dr. Ulla Loken-Nordrum, Operations Officer, Irish Doctors for the Environment. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you make of all that. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.